I went on a date with a homeless lady. Thanksgiving weekend was crazy. I met a lot of women and almost canceled on the last to be scheduled. However, we met and have been dating ever since. Except this isn't about her. My zoo has a new sloth, and I've yet to snap a great picture. He is always sleeping under some cover and leaving only a tuft of visible fur. I assumed my new match, whose photos were just a couple scantily clad bikini or underwear shots, was catfishing me, but my primary objective when I asked her to meet me at the zoo was snapping a superior sloth photo. Rain arrived the day of the date, but I persevered. When I got to the zoo, my likely catfish sent word that, due to wetness, she missed her bus and was rerouting. I didn't know she was without transportation, but no worries. I told her I'd catch pocket monsters in the park that surrounds the zoo until she arrived. She trickled truth that she was also housing insecure. Okay. Then she warned me that she was missing an eye, not just winking in the selfie she sent me last night. Kinda cool? Why did I let this happen? I said to myself in a facepalm the second I saw a full-blown bag lady. She was wearing some kind of sheet-like dress, green Crocs, and sporting stringy, weird-looking hair. Her lumpy face, heavily filtered in the photos I had seen, was in fact missing an eye. I made a split-second decision to tell any potential student or colleague that sees me to say I volunteer with the mental health community on the weekend. Anyway, homeless or not, she is still a human being. I showed my membership card to the gatekeeper and gained us entry into the zoo. I suggested coffee from the zoo's cafe and sat her down with a steaming cup so she could relax and dry out a little. Then I ran like hell. I have a bonus story for you about accidental nudity. This awkward kid in my class named Duncan likes to make shirt cocoons. That is to say, while sitting on the rug, he pulls his shirt over his knees, retracts his arms into his sleeves, and leaves only his face peering out the neck hole. I've told him to knock it off 100 times. You are not an egg. Anyway, while I was teaching math at the board, he somehow popped right out of his shirt and it floated to the ground in front of him. I watched as he frantically grabbed his shirt. A look of terror splashed across his face, and he tried to make sense of his now twisted garment. Before he could unfurl his shirt and redress himself, one of my girls noticed and screamed, "Ah!" Another girl observed and yelled, "Mr. Kincaid, Duncan is getting naked!" Now everyone was aware, and my class was in complete pandemonium. Duncan dived under a table, army wire crawled through the chairs and darted out the other side in a full sprint to the bathroom. He slammed the door. Kids shouted, "Duncan, are you okay? Duncan, why are you taking your clothes off?" I couldn't keep my own laughter at bay. We all stared at the bathroom door, laughing and laughing. Then Duncan flung the bathroom door back open, still shirtless, and yelled, "Shut up!" He slammed the door again. Knowing I needed to end the silliness, I calmed everybody down. Duncan, with his shirt back on, returned to the rug. Like a boss, he pretended nothing significant had happened and acted like we were all weird. "What's everybody's problem? Nothing to see here. Who cares? Get over it." Legend.